Those who fight the making of methamphetamine in and around Kansas City don't think the perils are clearly understood by the public or by those who are manufacturing it. This is about a conversation with a leader in the forces to combat an all-too-common drug. Miniature meth labs have made the traditional big cooking operations almost obsolete around here. Sergeant Tim Witzig has seen the new garden variety grow since it surfaced in 2009.
In 2011, I think we had 28 meth labs of that sort. This last year, we had 68. So they're well on their way.
Witzig heads the Metro Meth Task Force, operating out of the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. Most of the work is in Missouri towns and cities. Evidence of this large number of small meth operations can be found discarded in city parks, empty lots, alleyways, or just about anywhere out in the country. Witzig describes the simple mixing in a 64-ounce plastic bottle of solvent, stripped-open lithium batteries, Phedrin cold medicine, and a capful of water. When shaken, he says, the power is awesomely dangerous.
So you're betting that it's not going to burst into flames solely upon a plastic soda bottle. Okay? What has happened? That lithium strip hits water, instantly glows red, and gets fire hot, slaps to the side of the plastic bottle, and melts through the plastic bottle.
Witzig has seen the chemical reactions.
And watch a 8, 12-foot flame come shooting out of the side of that bottle. And this is what's being cooked in the basement or first floor of an apartment building.
Meth makers feel more secure, says Witzig, if different people carry separate ingredients before coming together to cook it. And it's hard to catch them.
How do we get to a point where we don't know where, when, or who, or how they're going to do it? That's TV stuff there. We don't have a script. So
you can't surveil.
How do I know the guy's going to be in this park at this time, at this place, doing that?
So detectives on the Metro Meth Squad track people they know have made it before and track a database that shows every legal pseudoephedrine sale in Missouri, and hope they get lucky, because Witzig uses the word hideous to describe meth and what it does to a community. Education and treatment help, says Sergeant Witzig. He does see addicts who turn in other meth cookers.
It's not like digging a ditch and filling it back up, like with no hope. There's hope out there. It's there. It's a slow process.
Witzig emphasizes treatment and education.
Do I think that we are going to stop the meth lab scourge in 2013? Absolutely not. But we're going to do our end. We're going to carry our end of the log. And hopefully everyone else will do what they can do as well. Now, it's up to politicians and the people that have the money to allocate resources to get that done.
Sergeant Tim Witzig, leader of the Metro Meth Task Force. I'm Dan Verbeck, KCUR News.